In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Now lift your hands and just bless him in a minute. What you have sung, make it a prayer to him. Make it a prayer to him. Lift your hands and bless him. La 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 la. Sing it one more time. La la la. There's one more song we forgot to sing. When you sing all these love songs like this, there's one song you must add to the equation. You want to know the song? Your love is kind. Sing for me.
Your love is special. Lord, you feel.
Voices. So tell me, what can I? I can live without you. Say, tell me,
what can I do?
I can never live without you.
What can I do, Lord?
I can live without you. I can live without you.
Sing it two more times. One more time.
Tell me, what can I do?
I can never live without.
I can live without.
One more time.
Tell me.
One more time.
Say
wave your hands and give him praise. Wave your hands and give him praise. Blessed be your name, Lord. Lord, we love you. Our love for you is a response to your love for us. Thank you. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us. Our love for God is a response to his love for us. Amen. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 32 that if he did not spare his son but gave him for our sake, because he loves us, he says, how much more shall he not with him freely give us all things? And that's why you are in this service, so that you can receive all that he has freely given to you. Can I hear an amen from somebody? And all that is courtesy of his love. Just take the next 2 minutes and thank him for his love. Let it be a personal prayer. Lord, for my life, thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for loving me so dearly. Thank you for loving me again and again and again and again. No shadow you will light up, mountain you will climb up, running after me. No wall that you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, running after me. Sing it one more time.
No shadow you will light up, mountain you won't climb up.
One more time. No shadow you will light up.
No shadow you will light up. Nothing you won't climb up. Coming after me. No one you won't get out. Now you won't be down. Coming after me.
Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending reckless. Oh, it chases me down like the love found leaves and I couldn't handle the
pain. I don't deserve.
Confession of his love for you. Take 2 minutes and thank him for his love. I said thank him for his love. If it were not for his love, you would not be here. The love that rescues you from sin. The love that brought redemption. The love that is the reason for why you are here. Thank him for his love. Let it be personal. Let it be personal. Forget about who is around you. And thank him for his love for you. Lord, thank you for not giving up on me. Oh, I had plans to destroy my life, but your love rescued me. Your love held me from falling. So nada my thank you, Jesus.
promise that you won't cheat out, running after me. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Again and again we say, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Korabake Sibaya.
We love you, Jesus. For you are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever.
Lift your hands and declare.
Say you.
Verse 50. We're going to turn that to a prayer right now. Psalms 18, verse 50. Psalms 18, verse 50. It says, great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Somewhere in Lamentations, it says, it's by his mercies that we are not consumed. For his compassion fails not. And the Bible says that these mercies that we benefit from, that they are renewed every morning. God will show us mercy tonight. I said God will show you mercy tonight. So that by his mercy you will receive all that he has prepared for you in this service. It's going to be a once in a lifetime encounter with God in this service. Do you believe that? So we are going to raise a prayer to heaven and say, Lord, show us mercy today in the name of Jesus. I want you to stretch that prayer with the best way that you know how to. Lift your voice and pray. Let the volume of your voice match the expectations of your heart. Lord, show me mercy tonight. Ora crete che la brada la mano.
You look past my sins, my guilt, my shame, and poured your love. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. You look past my sins, my guilt, and shame, and poured your love. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. You look past my sins, my shame, and poured your love, oh. You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. And so we declare, I'm the one that you have shown mercy. You have shown mercy. You will say, I'm the one.
I'm the one that you have shown mercy.
You have shown me 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 mercy.
Say, I'm the one.
I'm the one.
Yeah.
You have shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You look beyond me.
You have shown me mercy.
Oh, say, I'm the one. Past my sins, my guilt and shame, and poured your love. Oh, you look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh. You look past my sin, my guilt and shame, and poured your love.
You look beyond me, oh.
You look beyond me, oh.
You look beyond me, oh.
Was not me, who else, Lord? I'm the one that you will show mercy. You will show your mercy. You will show mercy. So lay your hands on me, oh Lord, my God. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, that is why we've come today.
Lay your hands on me, oh Lord, my God.
Yeah. to lay your hands on us, Lord. Lay your hands on me, Lord.
Lay your hands on me, oh Lord, my God. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord.
Sing it one more time. And right now, lay your hands on us, oh Father. We ask that you lay your hands on us tonight. We have come to receive from you. We've come to encounter and experience your wisdom and your power and your presence. We want our lives to be changed. Visit us tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let there be a release of your power upon every life here. Those that are here and those who are connecting from around the world, touch everyone. And by the end of this service, let it be a new season for someone. Thank you because you've answered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout a louder amen. Shout it at the top of your voice. Well, clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready tonight? Sorry, I've been struggling with these things on the pulpit. I think we need to buy another pulpit. Amen. Are you ready tonight? Tell your neighbor, God is going to touch you in a mighty way. Wrong neighbor, find another one. Say, God is going to touch you in a mighty way. Tell him today is your day. And tonight is your night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor that God will do what you have long expected him to do. Would you clap your hands again for this God? Hallelujah. Amen. Before you sit down, let me show you one scripture. And use that scripture to encourage yourself tonight, because a lot of things will happen tonight. And I can assure you that many of us will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Psalm 66 verse 5, before you sit down. Those people at the back that are sitting down. Amen. I think maybe we'll do it like this today. If I see you sitting when you are supposed to be standing, I won't talk to you. You know what I mean by talk to you? And if you are standing when they are sitting down, I will talk to you. So I think it's best. It's good that we are active tonight. Psalm 66 verse 5. Our God is an amazing God. He said, come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his what? Doing. Do you have it in King James? He's awesome. He's terrible in his doing toward the children of men. Tell your neighbor, God is a doings God. You know, that's a slang Gen Z use. Say, when they say doings boy, the doings. Tell your neighbor, my God is a doings God. Find another neighbor. That neighbor is a wrong one. Say, my God is a doings God. Are you sure that's your God? Now give him the biggest shout of praise that you can. Hallelujah.
Your God is a what? Doings God. Please be seated. God bless you. Amen. God is a doings God. And He's going to manifest Himself today. I want you to believe something tonight. Every time we gather here, it is an opportunity to receive from the Lord that which will bring growth, transformation, and increase to your life. There are three things that God has promised us in this place in every service. And I make bold to tell you, we have never missed anyone in any service. His presence, His wisdom, and His power. All right? Today is Power Sunday, and it means that the focus tonight will be more on the demonstration and the release of the power of God. And that's because God wants to do a lot in our lives. However, there are some who came here just to encounter the presence of God. I'd like you to know that you will not experience it. You are already experiencing it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are those who just came to receive a fresh anointing, to be filled with His presence. There are some who came to pray. Whatever it is you came here for, God is more than ready to see that you have that encounter according to your expectation, in the name of Jesus. But most importantly, there's going to be a real time display of the power of God in this place. We are going to take so much time to pray. There's a lot of things that will shift in our lives today, particularly in your finances. Are you ready for that? There's a lot of shifts that will happen. Shifts into new dimensions, into new realms of possibilities. Some of you, the miracles will not wait till you leave. It will begin to happen here. Do you believe it at all? In the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to welcome those who are following from other parts of Nigeria and even other countries. There are a lot of them following. I want you to know that there's no difference between you and those who are here. In fact, your faith can make you more connected to those who are seated here. But in the comfort of your homes, at the place of work, in the office, wherever you are, or driving, God is going to visit you in a mighty way. God is going to open our eyes to a lot of things. And when we begin to pray, you will see how by prayer you can transport possibilities that you have seen that is possible with God in the realm of the spirit. You see how by prayer you can transport it into your life. Okay? Tonight is a night for exchange. The Bible says He gives you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Tonight is your night of exchange. Something happened to your amen. Are you ready tonight? So we are going to be, I will share a scripture briefly and then we'll pray. It's going to be like that. So intermittently. So when I say rise up to pray, please don't stand like a pregnant woman. Amen. Stand as quick as you want God to visit you. We're going to pray, take some time to pray. And there's no way we pray like this that the prophetic will not break out here. Not that God has told me anything about anybody, but once we begin to pray, the Spirit of God will begin to speak and minister. And I'd like you to position yourself. If God will touch somebody tonight, let it be me. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to pray two prayers before we get to the word. Prayer number one, you are going to ask the Lord, if you are visiting anybody tonight, if you are touching anybody tonight, let it be me. Open your mouth and pray while you are seated. Please pray. Please pray. This is the time of the service where you need to be thoroughly connected. This is why you came. Make sure you are not distracted. Wherever you are seated, please pray. Lord, can this service be my service? Every Sunday I come just for service sake, but can this service be my service? Can tonight be my night? Can you touch me in a hurry? Speak to Him in a minute. Ask Him to touch your finances. Ask him to touch your health. Ask him to release his wisdom upon you. Ask him to minister to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The second prayer is just so that we can all be prepared and there is nothing stopping you from receiving. In Mark chapter 11 and in verse 24, the Bible tells us how best to exercise faith. It says it's by prayer. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So you exercise your faith in the place of prayer, believing that what you have asked for, you have received. And the Bible says, is as good as done. However, verse 25 is my point of reference. One thing that may stop your prayers from being answered. And whenever you stand praying, I have... What's wrong with the screen? Okay, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, what did the Bible say you should do? I'll tell you the truth. In my few years of being a pastor, one of the strongest things that can stop your prayers from being answered is sins of the heart. Is that powerful? So I'm going to give you 2 minutes. The Bible says if you have anything against anybody, forgive the person. So you are going to talk to God. If you know that you are not happy with somebody, use these 2 minutes to release them. Please take it seriously. Listen, there's no way you dodge this prayer and somehow you will still receive. No. I'm taking you through a protocol. I want to be sure that everybody will receive. So the Bible says if you stand to pray to God who sees even the hearts of men, if you have anything against anybody, forgive him. Okay? So in the next 2 minutes, you are going to talk to God. If there's anybody you have anything against, Father, I release this person in the name of Jesus. I know that whatever they did to you pained you. So after the service, you can come and meet me. Let's talk. But I want you to receive. Is that okay? I've been privileged to pray for people on many occasions. And there were 2 particular occasions. I won't mention the names. One, I was praying for somebody to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The other one, I was praying for deliverance. And this is something that I believe God has given me so much grace in. I don't have to spend more than a minute or two. But I felt a lot of resistance. So in one of those cases, we had to go and come back another day. The other case, we were able to resolve it immediately. And I realized it was because the person had offenses in their heart against somebody. Do you believe what I'm telling you? Do you believe what I'm saying? So I want you to take this next prayer very serious. If there's anybody you have offended, forget about whatever they have done. Release them and forgive them so that you can receive. The Bible says, forgive us this day our trespasses as we... So talk to God in 2 minutes. Talk to God in 2 minutes. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than any name. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and grace. Take this time to release yourself of offenses, of grief, unforgiveness. Just let it go. You want to receive. Trust me, there's no way you hold on to anybody in your heart and you will still receive in this service. No. The ways of God have protocol attached to them. Release them so that God can release what he has for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the reasons why we pray that prayer is because there's somebody here, you have an issue with your mom. You are a lady, you have an issue with your mom. You are not happy with her. I don't know how long it is, but you are a lady. And even now that I asked to pray, you didn't pray. So God is begging you again. Even if I spot you and call your name, it still doesn't change your heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The accuracy of prophecy, yeah, doesn't really, it's the decision of the heart of that man. So there's a lady here, I'm picking amongst many people. Please forgive your mother. Alright? So that you can receive tonight. Because tonight God wants to address transgenerational issues. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that the devil will not hold anything against you. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Remember I said we'll be standing up to pray intermittently, so I want you to be ready. Amen. We started a series 3 weeks ago on financial supply, and the goal was so that the people of God can see in the word of God that God has made available for them to enjoy financial resources as long as their life and walk on earth is concerned. I want to tap into the possibilities that opens us to supernatural financial supply in the kingdom. So we started, the first part was faith for supernatural supply. I showed you how that by faith you can unlock the storehouses of heaven and release the rain of God's abundance on your life. And that's a strategy that will allow you not to suffer being broke for a long time. Last week we talked about wisdom for supernatural supply. And I showed you how God can impregnate you with wisdom in such a way that a miracle that happens once can become continuous. All of this shows you that God wants you to live in abundance, regardless of where you are and what you are facing. It is God's desire and it is God's design. He has made it available for you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 32, how much more shall he not with him freely give us all things? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 20, the Bible says, all things are yours. God wants you to live a blessed life. He wants you to abound in wealth and in riches so you can serve him and you can be comfortable and enjoy your life on earth. Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 10, but I am come that they may have life and have it in abundance. Amen? So abundance is your heritage in the kingdom. However, there is no way we talk about supply, whether it is financial supply, material supply, the supply of wisdom, the supply of grace, any kind of resource that you want to enjoy in the kingdom is already available for you. Okay? The first thing you need to do is to know that it exists and then know how to cash in on it, know how to activate its manifestation in your life. But particularly in the area of finances, whether you like it or not, there is a dimension of warfare attached to living in financial abundance. There are some things that we receive in the kingdom, but there are some things that we have to contend for. Remember, the Bible says that the protocol of the kingdom that we belong to is that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. It allows violence, and only the violent takes it by force. The word take is the Greek word seize, is the Greek word biazo. It means to seize, to snatch something. So God is simply saying, how you can take your share and your portion in the kingdom is how? By snatching it. It's one thing to know it, is one thing to confess it, but you have to snatch it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And the word force there is the word lambano. It means coming with an overwhelming force to seize something by force. That means that the devil knows when you know what is yours in the kingdom to enjoy. But he will want you to just stop at knowing it.
know it and go and sleep, but never have it. That's the thing with the devil. He can't stop you from knowing that God, because God has already freely provided these things. But he will do everything possible to stop you from having them find expression in your life. And that's the reason why every believer will need to learn the place of prayer and spiritual warfare to take their portion in the kingdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are levels of abundance that you may not be able to rise to. Bring Mr. Michelia here. Bring him to the front. Put him either behind the minister or that chair in front of Amen. So I'm just teaching you about taking things by force, and I just exemplified it by snatching somebody from the back. Amen. So that means you have to be militant as a believer. The devil will stop at nothing. He will do everything possible to ensure that what God has promised you and what is your heritage will not enter your hand. As far as he's concerned, keep living like a beggar. Keep depending on people. That's the reason why he wanted to give Jesus what would belong to Jesus when he died. He said, all these glories of the world are mine. Just fall down and worship me, I will give you. It's like telling making somebody to make a bargain for what belongs to them. It's a slap you need. Isn't that true? You want to make me, it's my own, give it to me. And that's what you do by prayer. So after learning everything we need to know about financial supply, you need to know how to contend in the place of prayer for what God has given to you. You need to know how to contend for your heritage, your inheritance. This is not the best of you. And so you will need to, as you rise higher, you will need to contend with the forces of hell that have been saddled with the responsibility by the devil to ensure that you don't have the fullness of what God has given to you. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that in this service, everything that God has apportioned to you before he created the heavens and the earth, you will receive it in the name of Jesus. I said you will receive it in this service in the name of Jesus. Can we begin? In John chapter 10 verse 10, the Bible says that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. The first thing that is mentioned in Satan's mission on earth is to steal. That's the number one on his mission statement. To do what? To steal. Think of it for a moment. It's not your own, but you stole it. And Satan over time has mastered the art of stealing in different generations. He knows how to step into a family and steal that which belongs to them. Steal their God-given heritage. He knows how to come into the life of an individual and steal their joy. He knows how to get into your mind within the week and make you depressed so that he can steal your peace, steal your joy. He has perfected, he's a master thief. And every day he's looking for somebody to steal from. The Bible says the thief cometh not. In fact, the Bible calls him the thief. That means every armed robber is possessed one way or the other by the devil. So the next time you catch an armed robber and you ask them, why did you do it? They say, I don't know. Nah, no. Something entered you. But Jesus came to restore to us what the devil stole. Now, because stealing is the first point on his agenda, the devil has many departments in the kingdom of darkness that have been trained, recruited and trained, and saddled with the responsibility of stealing from mankind. He started by going into the garden to steal the authority and the dominion that God gave to man. But Jesus came as the last Adam. And when he died, he went to hell and collected the keys. That doesn't stop the fact that the devil is still stealing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's possible to steal what was stolen and restored. Are you hearing me at all? Mm-hmm. Jesus has restored it to you, but he can sneak in again and steal. And so we are here in this service to grab and to snatch everything that God has given to you, that God has given to your family, things that you don't even know of, things that existed in your lineage but nobody touched it for many years, callings and graces and mantles and anointings that the devil stole the attention of people in your bloodline from, so nobody could stand in it and wield the authority that God had given to your family. You are here tonight to collect it back. You believe it, shout a louder amen.
Amen.
So like I said, the devil has many departments in the kingdom of darkness saddled with this responsibility. And it's unfortunate to know that the devil is into being the devil full time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's his job. Just like you go to your 8-to-5 job, his work is to be devil. Monday to Monday, he's a devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it's difficult battling with a full-time devil. That's the reason why we need to study his whims and caprices. We need to study his tactics. The Bible says that we should put on the whole armor of God so that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles is the word method, schemes. Let Satan take the advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his. So he has many devices, he has many departments, he has different sets of people recruited to carry on this agenda of stealing. Number one, witchcraft. Witchcraft. Are you ready to pray this night?
Yes, sir.
Did you come ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Witchcraft is one department in the kingdom of darkness that is also saddled with the responsibility of stealing. And the devil's main target, human beings of course are his number one target, but amongst humans, his main target is the children of God, the saints. The saints. You know why? The reason is because in Revelation chapter 12 and in verse 12, the Bible says, "Woe to you, the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great anger, for he knows that his time is short." If you know that you have short time to achieve two tasks, what will you do? Sometimes some people will find it wise to go for the harder one. Know those days when we used to write exam in secondary school and all of that, where you enter for an exam and you are writing the essay, you start cracking the hard ones. So that when you finish the hard ones, the simple ones, you can just... Are you hearing what I'm saying? So attack the saints first, because every other human being who is not born again is easy to just steal from them. They don't even have authority as men. It's easy to collect it from them. Witchcraft is one department in the kingdom of darkness, and I don't want you to be ignorant of this mysterious sect in the kingdom of darkness called witchcraft. Nahum chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. We'll do two scriptures on witchcraft and then we'll pray. Hallelujah. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. Robbery. That means the devil is somewhere behind the scene. Its victim never departs. They're always having victims, casualties. It said the noise of a whip and the noise of rattling wheels, of galloping horses, of clattering chariots. That means they are coming to plunder the city. Horsemen charged with bright sword and glittering spear. He said there is a multitude of slain, a great number of bodies, countless corpses. They stumble over the corpses. Chaos and destruction. That's what you are seeing. Why is all this happening? He said because of the multitude of harlotries, of the seductive harlot. We'll talk about this harlot thing later. I will show you about 3 to 4 departments in the kingdom of darkness that if you don't contend with, you can't lay hold on the fullness of God's financial possibilities for your life. Back to the scripture. He said, because of the multitude of harlotries, of the seductive harlot, the mistress of what? What's another name for sorcery? You don't know? What's another name for sorcery? At least you watch Harry Potter now. Okay, give us in King James translation, verse 4. King James. It says, because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of what? Notice that the word witchcraft is in plural. That means there are different types of witchcraft. The one that exists in Benin is different from the one that exists in Cross River. It's different from the one that exists in Marama. And if you go to Uba, they still have their own. Just leave Uba 30, 45 minutes and go to Lhasa. They still have their own type. Cross the border and go to Benin Republic. They have their own type of witchcraft. Witchcrafts. Their primary goal is to steal. Let's finish the scripture. And that's what they are doing in this city. When we read from verse 1, you see them plundering the city, killing and victimizing the people by taking what belongs to them. Why? Because they were able to manipulate them by the power of witchcraft. He said the mistress of witchcraft that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. There are many families that have been traded on the table of witchcraft. The destinies of many families, some present here, have been traded by witchcraft. The Bible says she selleth families. You know what it means to sell? You take the destiny of a family and sell it, trade it. That means you release it in exchange of something. I want you to think of it very well. Even nations can be sold. Somebody should tell me why French nations in Africa are not developed. Just mention any French nation. It's now that there's a revolution happening, isn't it? Maybe it's the prayers that we have been praying. But before now, mention any French nation in Africa. What you see is gross underdevelopment. You see high level of corruption. There's one nation that their president is currently 90 something. Die, he no gree die. Commot, he no gree commot. He has bought that nation on the table of witchcraft. And that's one of the most bewitched nations in Africa. I hope you know where I'm talking about. All right. Don't worry, Youth Aflame, you'll see some people, some of our delegates that will come, they will come from that nation. Sold. Sold. Families, the destinies of families traded. So when you come in a family and you just see all kinds of nasty patterns, doesn't it amaze you that why do you have a situation where people pray and the more they pray, they see the opposite? It now looks as if the prayer is not working. It now looks as if the God they are praying to is dead. And the God that is used to manipulate them is more alive. Why? Because those nations or those families were sold. Please help me welcome the state pastor of Living Faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome, daddy. Good to see you. Please, let's give him a big welcome again. Amen. Thank you so much, sir. We are honored to have you, sir. Thank you. And he's here with Pastor Sunday, who was here 2 weeks ago. God bless you, Pastor Sunday. Amen. Let's continue. Every time you have prayed and you are not seeing any result, or you don't seem to make a headway over a period of time, it may be that you are dealing with a situation of a family or an individual who was sold. It means that a legal transaction was made. And it will take more than just prayer. It will take wisdom to understand what was done and to undo it by the blood and the name of Jesus. See this devil, eh? One thing you can't say he is not. He is not foolish. You can call him a bastard. You can call him anything. But say the devil is foolish? Absolutely not. He has stayed with human beings over time. Over time. And he has mastered. He has learned from battles he lost. So he's a master in the area of trade and commerce. I'm talking about spiritual transaction. He knows how to exchange the destiny of an individual. He knows how to exchange the destiny of a family. He knows how to tie the destiny of a nation and hide it in the ground. And they can pray and groan for 40 years plus. They will just keep getting bad leaders, corrupt leaders, bad leaders. Why? Because their destiny was traded. I think we need to pray for Nigeria. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. I don't know. It looks like somebody somewhere, some people have traded with the destiny of this nation. Because God cannot raise mighty voices from these nations, transforming and shaking the nations. But look at our own country. We are suffering from the things that we deliver people from. Enter any nation. If you find a Nigeria there, then you have found light. You have found development. You have found transformation. There's something about Nigerians. You know it is in the destiny of our DNA to succeed anywhere we go. A Nigerian can travel to another nation and start washing plate. Go there 10 years later. He's a manager. He owns a store. He has bought a property. We stand out amongst many other... God has blessed other nations, but there's something about this nation, Nigeria. But the same people bring them back to their homeland. Give us that verse 4 again. Let me read it again. Because we are talking about witchcraft. King James, please. It says, the mistress of witchcraft that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. So the devil can study history of a family. Bam. And it can start from 300 years ago. And study to find out the divine destiny of this family. When God created them, what was his purpose for them? And that destiny will be their strongest point. It will be their edge. For instance, maybe the destiny of this family is that they will be super wealthy. And it will be wealth that will translate from one generation to the other. Why? Because there is a plan for someone down the line, down the descendantry, the descent. That will champion the work of the gospel. So let the wealth be transferred from one generation to the other. So that when it gets to this guy who is going to champion the cause of the gospel, he will have enough money as an edge. Then the devil will come back 300 years later into the present. He now knows what to attack. And somehow by the department of witchcraft, he can exchange the destinies of families. It's very simple. Catch somebody in that family and make a deal with the person. There's something about witchcraft. Witchcraft takes advantage. It's the spirit of the devil that takes advantage of the wickedness and the selfishness of man. I hope you know witchcraft is first of all a work of the flesh in Galatians chapter 5. Are you hearing me? Good. So witchcraft as a work of the flesh is the natural tendency of a normal human being out of wickedness and selfishness to want to usurp what is not their own. To want to take authority that doesn't belong to them. To want to be the head when they are not rightfully the head. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So a man marries three wives and one of the wives goes and makes a deal with the devil. Enters into a cult or something, becomes a witch in exchange that her son will be the one to shine with the star of the family. She has sold, because she's connected by blood to that family, and because of a selfish desire to only want her children to rise, she has sold the destinies of the others. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then you see the rest. No holds barred. All kinds of calamities. And it just moves from one generation to the other. What is transferring from one generation to the other is the problem. It's not the solution. The questions that were asked by your parents asked the same and died. They died as deacons, serving the Lord. But they could not find the answer to their question. And now the question has come to you. Could it be, it's not that they are not praying. It could be that somebody has traded the destiny of this family. They were the children of God. They were the children of Israel. They were the covenant, the covenanted nation of God. But they were held in captivity in Egypt. For how long? 430 years. And to show you that witchcraft was involved, Pharaoh could boast to Moses. Say, the reason why you want to say let them go is because they are not busy. Say, give them more work. So even though they were the children of God and they were the children of the covenant, promised the land of Canaan, they were held in captivity. And God was still alive and on the throne. Not because God is not powerful, but because God was waiting for a human being in one generation to arise with the power and the wisdom of God to understand that the facility, the infrastructure at work here is witchcraft. And then undo it. The Bible says for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. When the Bible says Son of God, it's no longer just Jesus. It's all of us. Jesus is now the first begotten. All of us are also begotten sons of God. The Bible calls us joint heirs with Christ and heirs of God. So when the Bible says for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, he included you in that equation. That you would destroy the works of the devil in your generation, in your family. Why was I born into this mess? It's so that you can deal with it and once and for all answer the question of generations. Witchcraft has traded with the financial destinies of many people. You teach people the word of God. They see that it's God's will for them to prosper. You show them how to give. You show them everything. You bless them. You pray for them. But they go back and you don't see it materializing. Why? Sometimes they give, and the more they give, the more their finances crumble. There's something in the equation that requires warfare. It's not like the revelations you preach were not correct. It's just that there is need for warfare. First, Israel could only become a nation when God had contended with Pharaoh and brought them out of captivity. You see, it was when they left Egypt and went to Sinai that God gave them the laws on Mount Sinai, isn't it? Those laws were their constitution. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And one of the things that makes a country, a nation, or a sovereign state is that they have their own constitution. But first, they had to come out from captivity. You are going to pray this night. Many of you, the financial destinies of your family as given by God has been stolen and held up in a witchcraft coven. It has been held up somewhere. You have to believe it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to believe it. It is real. It is real. Do you know that witchcraft is as powerful as long as it remains secret? So witchcraft is a heavy intelligence unit in the kingdom of darkness. They are like DSS. They are like NIA. He will not know they are the one. Like as we are here now, we don't know if there's any NIA or DSS individual here. Isn't it? They operate, they do what we call covert operations. So, it is the assignment of a witch to not be detected in a family. And that's why once somebody begins to rise and pray, they will do everything to deflate that prayer balloon that is rising. If they try to confront you and they can't get you, they'll try to win you as their friend. And you know, when you become emotionally connected to a person, your spiritual senses are blinded. You can't see the person in the spirit realm. That's why a heavy prophet will move around with killers, hired assassins as his protocol. Yes. A dangerously anointed man of God. You will see him have workers who are sleeping with one another. Is it that he is not anointed? He's anointed. But his emotions has covered and blindfolded his spiritual discernment. That's the reason why many ladies, when they say pray about the man you want to marry, they pray and they don't get anything. You know why? They allow their emotions to connect before their spirits. When you meet a man, don't allow your emotions to be attached first. Use your spirit. Because once your emotions are connected, pray from now to tomorrow, you will be more confused when you come out from the prayers. And sometimes they will take silence to be yes and then marry a devil. Allow me to talk like this, so because I'm the one they used to come and meet for prayers that doesn't concern me. So allow me to exonerate myself. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why it's good as for your man of God, as much as it's good for your pastor to be loving and caring, to be always available, I think it is good that the pastor is not always accessible. There should be some protocol so that his eyes can see. Because Satan will not use somebody from far. He will use somebody from within. Psalms 55 from verse 12. Let me show you something powerful. For if it was an enemy, he said, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that magnified himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. At least I would have known he's coming against me. Next verse. He said, but it was you, a man, my equal, my guide, and my acquaintance. That's the reason why I've been suffering all these years. I didn't know that the enemy was right before me. Give us, God, continue. Give us the verses. Continue quickly so we can pray. He said, you are the one that we took sweet counsel together. That's the person that used to counsel me. And we walked to the house of God. Is it possible that a witch will enter the house of God and sit down? Yes. The sons of God gathered themselves before God. And Satan. That's why you must find a church that has fire. I'm telling you the truth. All kinds of exports from the kingdom of darkness is entering the church these days. Jesus said we should go into the world. Since we have refused to go, we have built a wall around us. Satan has entered himself. Let's go on. Then this is the prayer you pray for witchcraft. He said, let death seize upon them. What did Jehu tell Jezebel when he went to kill Jezebel? He told Jezebel, Jehu told in 2 Kings chapter 9, Jehu told the son of Jezebel, Ahaziah, he said, is it not because of the multitude of witchcrafts and harlotries of your mother? He said, for you have sold yourself to do evil. That's the thing with witchcraft. They've sold themselves to forever become the tool by which the devil can perpetrate evil in that family. There are poverties in some families that are not natural. Somebody somewhere, a coven somewhere is responsible. And as long as that coven or that infrastructure of witchcraft is standing, nobody, generations after generations, will cash into what God has given to them. But tonight we are going to break the stronghold of witchcraft. I said we are going to break the stronghold of witchcraft. Amen. Isaiah 47 verse 5 to 6. We are going to pray now. Isaiah 47 verse 5 to 6. Sit down, silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans. You know, the Chaldeans is another name for Babylon. And the Bible often uses Babylon as a figurative word to address the devil or to address the system of witchcraft, or to address the system of Jezebel. Let's continue. O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the lady of kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted my inheritance and given them into thy hand. Thou did not show them mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. That means, when I allowed you, you plundered all of them. You didn't show them mercy. Even the elderly are suffering. Verse 8. Sorry, verse 9 to 10. And then we'll pray. Same scripture. Verse 9 to 10. It said, but these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries. Witchcraft. And for the great abundance of thy enchantments. Next verse. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. You see? That's witchcraft. None seeth me. So that's the loving old woman in the village. The loving grand aunt that when everybody travels to the village for Christmas, she's always sharing food for everybody from her little. And they have called her that she's the woman of virtue in this family. Everybody should be like her, not knowing that that's the witch. By every food that she gives, she has exchanged. Ah, you don't believe it? Was it not bread and wine that Jesus gave his disciples? And by that he told them that you have entered into the new covenant. You call it food, but it's not food. It's initiation. As long as that evil deposit is in your system, they have access to you. They can manipulate you with it. You know, it's like CCTV. In a place, you can stay from outside and be seeing everything. These things can even happen in the dreams of people. You dream and then you see somebody known to you give you food and you eat the food. And then you wake up. They have deposited something in your system by which they can manipulate you. That's the reason why when you wake up from that kind of dream, your spiritual life just goes off. You can't pray. And for that period, you are as miserable as possible. Your deliverance is when you stumble into church one day. Or maybe you stumble into pastor's office and he lays hands. And the thing disappears. And then they know they have to return back again so that they can continue the manipulation. So 2 weeks after, those were the two best weeks of your life. But 2 weeks after, the dream comes again. That's why you must wake up from those kind of dreams and counter and abort and uproot. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Witchcraft. Because it's on the, that's the platform by which they exchange destinies. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, but he was called Jabez. By who? His mother. For she said, I bore him in sorrow. Must you transfer your pain to another person? And to show you that that's a spiritual pattern, when Rachel gave birth to Benjamin, she was dying in pain. She called him Benoni, meaning son of my sorrow. Must you transfer your pain to the next generation? Must somebody suffer? Is somebody the reason why your children are poor? Must you bewitch the children of other people? But they don't get to answer these things because they've sold themselves to wickedness. It took prayers to break the hold that was on Jabez. It took a spiritual man like Jacob. The Bible says he called his name Benjamin. Not son of my sorrow, son of my right hand. And the Bible says the right hand of God is glorious in power. And by your right hand you have dashed in pieces the enemy. As we rise up to pray today, every coven and every stronghold of witchcraft that has one way or the other attempted with the financial destiny, in fact the destiny of any family here, it will go down this night in the name of Jesus. I said it will go down in the name of Jesus. It will go down forever in the name of Jesus. Rise on your feet and let's pray. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? Say in the name of Jesus. I declare by divine authority, every force, stronghold, infrastructure of witchcraft around my life, my family, around my financial destiny, anything that belongs to me, given by the Lord Jesus, that was falsely exchanged on the altar of witchcraft, I declare fire
on those altars of witchcraft. I command those strongholds to be destroyed. Now. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every stronghold, every force of witchcraft. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Every stronghold, every force, manipulation. Every altar of witchcraft, whether they come to dreams or physically, or present by shrine, let those strongholds be destroyed. Let the altar of witchcraft be buried. In Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer before we sit down. Hear me. Delilah was not an ordinary woman. She was not an ordinary harlot. You would have seen from the scriptures we have read that the Bible brings harlotry, or the word harlot, side by side with witchcraft. Delilah was a witch. The Bible says, if you read very well, Judges chapter 16, how she collected the secret of Samson's strength. The Bible says she tormented him, that he could not bear it any longer. When she collected it from him, the Bible says she made him to fall asleep. That's how witchcraft works. And then the Bible says she tormented him. Do you know that the five lords of the Philistines, they paid Delilah $1,100. In today's money, it should be maybe close to $12,000 or $15,000 each, just to get the secret of one man. Imagine men, what men cannot do. The five lords means the five presidents of all the nations of the Philistines. Five nations, what they could not do, one woman got it without any weapon. It's witchcraft, my brother. It's witchcraft. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, anything that they have stolen, you are going to retrieve it back. Are you ready to pray? Say after me in the name of Jesus. Everything that belongs to me, that was exchanged on the altar of witchcraft, tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, I declare, restore. Open your mouth and pray. Everything that was stolen, everything that was stolen on the ground of witchcraft, everything exchanged. My God, the power of God is here. The power of God is here. Hey! Please be seated. Two more. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. My Judges chapter 6. The power of God will manifest in this place. I tell you, many things that were stolen will be restored today. In fact, God is already showing me a vision. I'm seeing something like a bag, a small bag. You know these sticks that Fulani carry? Good. So at the end of the stick, I'm seeing a small bag. And the bag is shaking, and in the spirit I can hear like coins. And God is saying he's restoring the wealth of a family here. Everything that was taken by robbery, everything that has been denied from one generation to another, it has escaped. God brought you so that by an anointing that comes on your life, you can arise and demand for restoration. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus, restore, 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 in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Judges chapter 6. Please pay me your undivided attention. Judges chapter 6. Now, let me say something before we read Judges chapter 6 from verse 3 to 8. When the children of Israel left Egypt after sojourning in the wilderness for 40 years, God told them again and again he was taking them into a good land, the promised land. He told them that that land was filled with milk and honey. In other words, it was a land of abundance. They would not have to work. They would only go and inherit what God had caused the other nations there to generate over time. And that scenario is figurative of what happens in the New Testament. Remember, it was the 12 tribes of Israel that entered the promised land, Canaan. The New Testament reality of that, because the Old Testament is a shadow, the New Testament reality of that is that we are now spiritual Israel. All of us that are born again in Christ Jesus. Christ is now that promised land. He is the rest that God has promised us. You find that in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4. Isn't it? Now, the Bible says in Ephesians 1 verse 3 that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So in as much as in Christ Jesus we have the rest and we have the inheritance, there are different places where you can access this inheritance. Just the way in Canaan, the promised land, God divided it to the different tribes of Israel. One tribe had this section. The other tribe had this section. So in Christ Jesus, we are all Israel, but we are fragmented into different spiritual tribes so that we can access those heavenly places that belongs to us. Now, if you read Judges from chapter 1 and chapter 2, the Bible spoke of the lands that the children of Israel conquered by tribes. And the Bible also showed us in Judges chapter 3, the lands that they could not conquer. And as a result, some nations that remained. So you see that even though you are in Christ Jesus, to lay hold of those things that God has promised you, you must contend with certain forces. Just the way the children of Israel, each tribe had to contend with the forces in the land of Canaan so that they can have rest. Do you understand the parallel? Having said that, Judges chapter 6. Verse 3.
Can we be as quick as possible, please, so we can save time? So it was when whenever Israel had sown, Midianites. We are going to deal with some Midianites today. You know, the first one I talked about was witchcraft. This one I want to talk about is robbery. Let's read on. Midianites will come up and they will carry with them Amalekites and the people of the east. They will come up against them. Notice, when do they come up? When Israel has sown. For as long as Israel does not plant anything, they wait. It's when Israel have sown that they will show up. Israel, as in a believer, a child of God, when they have sown by going to church, by joining a department, a unit in church to work. The Bible says if you serve the Lord your God, He will bless your bread and water. If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their years in prosperity and their days in pleasure. Don't be so. So when you, kingdom investment is serving in the house of God. The sowing can also mean when they give to God. They give to the house of God. They give to people. The sowing can be when they have invested. The sowing can be when they have stored up money that they will invest later. That's when the Midianites will show up. Something tells me that the attack on your life, the attack on your finance, is because you have sown in the past and you are about to step into a harvest. But I have good news for you. You must carry that harvest. I don't care if that devil has 10 heads or 7 heads and 10 horns. You will carry that harvest today. Give me the scripture. Let's go. Verse 4. Then they will encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance for Israel. Are you seeing wickedness? Waste everything. Waste all the savings. Waste all the investment. Waste their time. Waste. And leave no sustenance for Israel. Just stay with the scripture while we are reading, please. And leave no sustenance for Israel. Let's go on. Neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents. Are you seeing wickedness? The one that they cannot uproot, their cows will march. Just like some people will carry cow and destroy somebody else's farmland. And if you talk, they turn against you. I didn't say anything. Numerous as locusts. Now, this word locusts are figurative of demons. Because when you read Revelation chapter 9, the Bible spoke of spirits, demons that came from the bottomless pit. And the Bible says they were like locusts. Remember Joel chapter 1, how locusts invaded the land and ate everything. That's how demons operate. When demons want to strike, they go in numbers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's go on. But you know what? Even with all their numbers, you have authority over them. For behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means. So don't be scared of their numbers. Let's go on. Both they and their camels were without number. And they will enter the land and destroy it. Verse 6. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children, greatly impoverished means they entered poverty, real time. Imagine when your savings, your investments are gone. You are in trouble. With the way the prices of things have risen every day. The Bible says, and the children of Israel cry out to the Lord. When they cried out to God, what did God do? Next verse. The Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel. The first thing that God will do when people cry to God, He sends a prophet. Psalm 74 verse 9, He says, we do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet. anyone who will tell us how long will be our reproach. Every time believers cry to God, God will send a human representative of his voice. The first thing that prophet will do, now the prophet now must not carry the title of a prophet. It can be your pastor. It can be your man of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The first thing, help me with this. The first thing the prophet will do is make you understand the reason behind your pain. That's what the prophetic does. That's why we seek the prophetic. When you have prayed and you don't know why, the more you are praying, the more you are losing. You now go to a prophet. Let's know what is behind. That's why Jezebel, which is the spirit that sponsors witchcraft, is after who? Prophets. And I can tell you how Jezebel is after prophet. You know, the word Jezebel there is more than just a woman, it's a system. Jezebel is a spirit that manipulates, that deceives and seduces. One of the ways Jezebel is after the prophets of God is, I know you know the one that happened in the Bible, pursue them to kill them. But have you heard of this one? Discredit the men of God before their members. Make their members offended at their man of God. Because when they are offended at their man of God, they will no longer believe. Believe ye his prophets. It's Jezebel. And the Bible said that Jezebel, she was in Revelation. In fact, in Revelation, she was not in the church. In the Old Testament, she was in the palace. In the New Testament, she was now in the church. Jesus said, I'm coming to kill that Jezebel there. What was she doing? Deceiving them. You can eat this, you can eat that, you can commit fornication, you can. I know that they are false men of God, but listen, let me tell you. If God has given you one, hold him with your life. Hold him. Because there are seasons when you will pray and your heavens may remain shut. But the voice of one man. That's not to say you give all power to one man and make him proud. No. No. So anything that makes you offended at your man of God, anything that makes you hate your man of God, fight your man. Jezebel is manipulating you. Are you ready to pray? We are dealing with the waster, robbery. There is a spirit in the kingdom of darkness called the waster. The Bible first talks about him in Isaiah chapter 54 and in verse 16. Another word for him is the destroyer. The Hebrew word for that spirit is Abaddon. The Greek word for that spirit is Apollyon. They all mean the same thing. Give us that scripture, please. They mean waster or destroyer. And I have created the spoiler to destroy. Give me in all the translations you have. King James, NLT, everything. And I've created the devastator to destroy. Just keep going. I've created the waster to destroy. Go on. And I also created the destroyer. I've created the destroyer to work havoc. His job is according to his name, destroy. Remember Satan's mission to steal, kill, and destroy. So every spirit and every department in the kingdom of darkness is assigned to carry out one or more of this agenda. I told you the devil is a full-time devil. That's why you can't defeat a full-time devil by being a half-time Christian. Part-time Christian. You come to church when you feel like. May you not be visited by the waster. His job is to destroy. Waste people's finances. How? Oh, you have money now. 2 million is singing your account. No problem. He just sends a sickness in somebody's life, in your family. And he will look for somebody that you are so emotionally connected to, that if you don't do anything, you will even feel, you'll be feeling guilty. They say deposit 200,000 to start treatment. The moment you hear that, deposit the money but enter your prayer chambers. Otherwise, the entire money will soon go. All of a sudden, somebody who was healthy, they say he has kidney issue. He needs to go for dialysis. How much is dialysis now? How much is dialysis? Eh? Oh, we are a healthy church. Oh. That's a wonderful thing. Oh.
Okay, who knows the last price? When last did you hear? How much? It used to be 50,000. Then how much is it now? It's still 50. All right. They say she will need at least 3 dialysis per week. And then the consultant say, let's run her for 1 month first to sustain her. 50 times 3 is what? 150. Times 4 is what? Out of 2 million. Here they go. Then they say, okay, we have detected the problem. It is chronic kidney glycolacity. They just call one long name. They say, we are going to place her on heavy antibiotics. How much is the antibiotics? 250,000. How many are we buying? Buy 4. 1 million, don't go. Now, the young man will be there feeling happy that he has money to save his mother's life. The attack was not on your mother. The waster came for your resources. The waster. Some of you know, once you get money to a level, you will not go higher than it. What will just be happening is the money will just be going down till it gets to the last. Even though that money, when you came out, you confessed, my God shall supply all my needs 10 times. Sometimes the devil can be so wicked that you will have 89 naira and there's no credit on your phone. You will have to remove 50 naira from that 89 naira. That's the job of the waster. Finish everything. And that's what happened to the children of Israel. These guys, they didn't come to steal. They will just come and destroy everything they have planted. God showed me one time in the book of Leviticus. I wish I had time to tell you that. I will tell you next week in miracle service. God showed me one time that there are spirits that are seed-eating spirits. Seed, hey, la cobra telema, seedo that you sow. Seed-eating spirit. I will show you, remind me next week in miracle service, and I'll show you how to deal with them. The waster. Every spirit of the waster that was launched on your family, on your life, is on a lifetime assignment to waste until you become impoverished. Tonight, as we pray, they are going down forever. I say we are arresting that spirit of the waster. Please stand on your feet. We are going to pray. Say after me in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of the waster. No, I can't hear you, people. Some of you, it's like you like the way your life is. You want to continue like that. Say in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of the waster assigned to my life, to my finances, to my family, to waste my resources, to waste my investments, to waste my savings, whether in my life or in my business, I arrest you, I bind you, and I cast you out of my life, out of my destiny, out of my finances. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every spirit of the waster, every spirit of the waster, We come against the spirit of the waster. We come against the spirit of the waster. Come against that spirit over your finances, over your family, over your loved ones, over your career, over your business. Every spirit
of the waster, every spirit of the destroyer, assigned towards you, arrested, bind them with chains and fetters of iron. Hey, in Jesus' name we pray. Hear me? One more prayer. The assignment of the waster is that you don't eat the fruit of your labor. But let me show you two promises in the word of God that you will claim tonight. First of all, Isaiah 3 verse 10. Say unto the righteous, it is well with him, and he shall eat the fruit of his labors. Is there need for the other one? Psalms 128 from verse 1 to 3. Quickly, Psalms 128 from verse 1 to 3. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Go on. Verse 2 now. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be... Not that you will be eating the labor of your hands with diabetes, with hypertension, with hepatitis. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some terminal disease is actually the waster. It's the waster. Haven't you seen people that the moment their account is dried up, they become well? Say after me in the name of Jesus. I decree by divine authority that from today I shall eat the fruit of my labors. I will not walk and another eat. I will eat of the works of my hands. Open your mouth and pray in 2 minutes. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Isaiah chapter 45. Now we are going to deal with satanic warehouses and storage facilities. Apostle, are you sure that one exists? Trust me, they do. He said, I will send you pastors after my heart to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Yeah, that's why we are anointed, to show you what you don't know. Realities that exist. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, shed Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you reign, you reign, shed Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Isaiah 45, verse 2 to verse 3. Just like you have warehouses and all kinds of storage facilities in the natural, there are also storehouses and warehouses in the spirit. God has his own. The devil has his own. Somewhere in this year, I'm going to teach you, we're going to do a series on true prosperity. Please make sure you are still around. In that series, I will talk to you about how to access financial supply from God's storehouses. There are 2 to 3 kinds of storehouses that God has. One of them, one of the storehouses of God, is men. Men. Satan also has his storehouses. He has his own silos, his own granaries, his own storage facilities, where he keeps and preserves what he steals. Have you seen a thief that will steal something and go and put it in the road? They steal it to hide it somewhere, isn't it? And the Bible calls him the thief. Rest assured that anything he stole from your life or your family, he has hidden it somewhere. You need to learn how to plunder the camp of the enemy and take it. In 2 Samuel chapter 30, we'll come back to Isaiah. But in 2 Samuel chapter 30, remember the story of David? When they returned, they saw that Ziklag had been burnt down and the Amalekites had taken everything that belongs to them, including their wives and children. They burnt the city down. That means there was nothing valuable left. So they reduced it to ashes. The Bible says so great was their loss that the men of war, lifted up their souls and wept. Imagine when soldiers are crying. You know there's serious trouble. Except God helps. And David inquired of the Lord. And the Bible says God spoke to him. He said, pursue, overtake, and recover. Long story short, they invaded the camp of these guys. And the Bible says in verse 18, 19 to 20, the Bible says that David recovered all. Tonight is your night of recovery. Yeah. Isaiah 45 verse 2 to 3. There are satanic storage facilities and warehouses where the destinies of men are stored, where the financial destinies of men are stored, where the glory of men stolen are stored. Please give us the scripture and we must plunder it for restoration to be possible. He said, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. Now, these gates of bronze and bars of iron were actually guiding the storehouses. Because in the next verse, verse 3, he now said, I will give to you treasures of darkness. In verse 2, he says, I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Those are the gates that protect the storage facilities of darkness. Those are the gates guiding the fortress of the enemy where they kept what they stole from you. Verse 3 now. I will give you the treasure of darkness, treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. That means there's an aspect of your financial destiny that will come based on recovery. There's an aspect of financial possibility you enter into because by spiritual warfare, you have recovered what the devil stole from you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, then you shall know that I am the Lord. These are satanic warehouses, storage facilities. All kinds of things are hidden there. The destinies of men, the finances of men. Some people's houses are hidden there. You know, in the realm of spirit, there's nothing impossible. Are you hearing me? If you know the things possible in the realm of the spirit, you will wonder. I mean, look at it now. How can a 13-year-old girl who is the smallest in the family be the one that has locked the destinies of men in the family? Physically, is it possible? They will bully her everywhere. But it's possible in the spirit by witchcraft. Is it possible to remove a house without demolishing it physically? No. But Satan, your house in the spirit, that structure that you want to build is already existing somewhere. Satan can steal it and keep it in a calabash. How a house can stay in a calabash is something that the spirit realm will explain to us. But if you are here and you don't want to believe it, you may just be a victim. I was praying for a gentleman one time from Jos. How he got to know me, I don't know. Member of a very renowned Pentecostal church. lost his job all of a sudden. He was a big shot. He was a humanitarian, doing very well. All of a sudden lost his job. And then this was somebody that he was used to changing jobs as he wants. He can be in one job and apply and the other one will call him. If he say, I'm not coming, that's okay, we'll increase your salary. They were looking for him everywhere. He will be in one job and they'll be asking him, come and what will... All of a sudden, he lost that job and nobody will hire him again. And everything was on a downslide. When we began to pray, God now revealed in a vision that he was from Benue State. He traveled to the village. I think it was a Christmas celebration or something. And he shared things for people. And he gave, excuse me, he gave money to one woman. You see why the prophetic is powerful. And I told you, your pastor must not answer prophet to be a prophet. The woman that he gave that money to took that money and kept in the calabash. And as he returned back, sack letter. Everything reduced to nothing. This was somebody who handled millions. When I saw him face to face, I think it was during your wedding we met for the first time. He was looking like a refugee. And you tell me there's nothing like that? They took what belongs to him and kept it somewhere. Tonight you are going to plunder the camp of the enemy. That thing that was stolen, it didn't disappear. It didn't go, it's not gone forever. It's hidden somewhere. He said, I will give you treasures of darkness and hidden riches. Why didn't he just say riches in secret places? He said hidden riches. That means somebody deliberately stole it and hid it there. I will give it to you. Are you ready to pray? My question tonight is, what did they steal from you? Some of you, the issue with your finances may not be witchcraft. It may not be the waster. It may be that what was taken from you has been hidden somewhere. And you've not been able to pray the prayer that will bring about your recovery of that thing. Maybe because your eyes have not been opened spiritually to know that it exists somewhere. Are you ready to pray tonight? You will recover all that belongs to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I remember one time I had a vision. I was praying. You see this thing about finances? I have prayed it because I've seen it's our destiny in the kingdom to prosper. Yes, so till tomorrow, I'm still contending for it. Anything you like, come and tell me. That's your own. I have prayed these prayer points I'm leading. I've prayed them for years. One time I was praying and I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw God's servant, Bishop Abiyoye. I was just walking aimlessly in a place. And then I saw him and then he called me to come. You know, physically he's a bit calm. But the way I saw him in that vision, he was like a lion. He said, I should come. And then I came to him. So I followed him into one house. And then when I followed him into the house, across at the other end of the room, I saw God's servant Bishop Oyedepo. He just sat down quiet. He was looking at me. Then I followed this man to the house. As we sat down, he started talking to me about wealth. And the way he was talking, it was as if they were about to give me something. Then he now said that you are going to sow a seed first. And he mentioned the amount I must sow. And I didn't have the money. But instantly, in the spirit realm, I just had the money around me. Whether it was in my pocket or in my hand, I don't know. But as soon as the man said, this is what you will sow, so that you can... I just had the money and I gave him. And then he said he will pray for me too. Pray for me now. He started telling me, he said, these are the things that God's servant, he now pointed Bishop Oyedepo. He said, these are the things that he told me to enter this place. So he started telling me. Of course, I won't tell you till Jesus come. So I woke up from that dream and I knew that I've recovered something. I won't tell you the miracles that happened that period. Another time, 1st of January, I was worshiping God in my house as soon as it was midnight and the Lord spoke to me. He said, give me this amount. I gave that amount. That amount shut down my account. So normally you'll be waiting for the harvest to come. Now, no be so, because it's January. God, hello, it's January. 18th of January, Before I went to bed, I had about 88 naira or so in my account. I went and slept. In the sleep, I was standing in my village and I saw three men. Two seemed to be higher than one and they were discussing. So the other one just stood by their side like their servant. I noticed that the other one was a relative of mine who appeared to be the richest. So after they finished their discussion, the only thing I heard was they now told that one, they say, let's give it to him. They were pointing me. I don't know what it is, but that one there is like the richest in our clan. Let's give it to him. Let's give it to him. Then they were walking towards me and I woke up. I just woke up with this joy and I began to pray and dance before God. The following morning, we went to the ground for prayers. Those were the days we used to pray on our permanent site there. And as I entered to pray, I just checked my phone and I saw an amount I have never seen in my entire life. How I crossed to that place is something I can't explain. And that is God till today. Now, some people may not be happy that I shared my story, but you see, when you teach this kind of things, how you must share one example so people know how it has happened. At least I spared you by not calling the amount. Are you ready to recover? That relative, I didn't tell him till today. You know what? Almost 2 years later, I think it was your wedding or so, we went and I met with this relative and he made a statement. He said, thank God that I have handed over to you. Stand on your feet, you are going to pray. I don't know the meaning of that statement, but I'm saying it to you. Thank God that it has been handed over to you. You are going to access that which belongs to your family. That which was ordained before time began by Elohim. That which was ordained by El Shaddai. That must manifest in your life. I declare that you are recovering in the name of Jesus Christ. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I recover all that was stolen from me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for 2 minutes. Open your mouth and pray for 2 minutes. I recover all. 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 All that was stolen. I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover. I recover my finances. I recover my time. I recover all. I recover all. Pray. House, I pray. Inside, pray. Online, pray. I recover all. I recover all. I recover all. I recover all. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hear me. God told David, he said, pursue, overtake, for you shall surely recover all. You are going to plunder every satanic storage facility. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you know? This is high level intelligence I'm sharing with you, but I know you believe me. Do you know that even in every territory, there are satanic storage facilities where the wealth of men in that territory is stored? And the people that get wealthy there are people, whether consciously or unconsciously, directly or indirectly, have entered into a fraternity with those spirits. I told you a vision that God showed me in 2018 over this city, Maiduguri, where you have the Brunei Express, welcome to Maiduguri, that place. You see that bridge that was there? It was 1 year after I had this vision by the grace of God that they put that bridge. And in the vision, I was standing exactly on the bridge and I saw something that looked like serpents. Two wrapped around that gate, red and fearsome. The eyes of one, one eye of one is as big as a human head. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't see, some things are better experienced. Because when you talk, some people think you are joking, you are lying. And what I saw in the spirit was, those their eyes were like a computer. So, downstairs, on the ground, normal activity was going on. The city was going normally. Once a car passed, or a bus passed, or an individual passed, under that bridge, I would see some things, like some data, being processed on the screen. So when I zoomed in the spirit, I saw the information of the people that passed, entering. If you are a new person entering the city, your information will be logged in that computer. So their target was to mainly attack anything or anyone that is concerned with kingdom advancement. And the assignment that was given to them was target businesses or churches. And they gave lifespan, 5 years, 10 years, if you survive. When I came back from that vision, I started studying some of the big businesses in this town. And I saw how many of them folded up. Folded up. In fact, there is a particular franchise in this Nigeria. It starts with Mr. You know, I didn't call it, you know. Some people will just kill me. They say they don't like the way I'm talking. So there is a facility that was run or operated by that franchise somewhere on Bama Road. They left. Another one came, left in less than a year. Another one came, left. I think the one that is there is like the third one. I'm sure if we interview the people there, they have gone through all kinds of things. Are you ready to pray? Say after me, in the name of Jesus. It's like film trick to some of you, but life is spiritual. Let me tell you the truth. Just because your pastor says in Jesus' name and all the problems are solved, there are things he has not explained to you behind that makes his in Jesus' name powerful. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Storage facilities. Once you come in to do business or to do church, anything that will advance the kingdom, they will fight you. And hear me, you know, that gate, we have 5 of it in Maiduguri. I hope you know. And on each, you have 2. So those forces now, they report to another entity. So when I saw that vision in the spirit, I was back to where I was. I was lying on the ground, like half asleep, half awake, and I saw somebody stand before me. You know evil. Just like you said, the presence of God. You heard our sisters, the presence of evil. As soon as that being stood before me, I could not move. I could not talk. Hear me. I was praying, you know, before the vision. I was praying in tongues, capital letter tongues. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. I'm not trying to exalt them, but to say that they don't exist, that you'll be joking. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Bishop Oyedepo will always say it. When they went to Kaduna, they saw the church was not growing. Lord, if this church continues like this, I'll be 100 years when we'll be how many? 100 or so. And God, he took a fast, and God took him on the third day to the church, front of the church. And in the spirit, his eyes was open and he saw a cloud. And God said, this is what is blindfolding the eyes of people from seeing that this is a church. So you have a church with sign, but when people pass, they don't see it as a church. Are you seeing what fights increase in churches? Thank God for what we are seeing here, but let me tell you the truth. It came by so much contention in prayer. I've preached in some churches that are, by the grace of God, and you know, there are just few churches in this town that you go and find increase. Few. One of them is Daddy's church. I've been there. There are just few. Are you ready to pray? Say after me, in the name of Jesus. I employ the power of angels and the power of the Holy Ghost. I invade satanic camps, satanic storage houses, satanic warehouses, and I retrieve all that belongs to me, all that belongs to my family,
Open your mouth and begin to pray. I retrieve them. You are God, you are Adonai, Lord of Earth, Sovereign Jehovah. You are God, you are Adonai, Lord of Earth, Sovereign Jehovah. Sovereign Jehovah. Come on, retrieve and recover. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. The last one. I would have closed us here and just minister to a few and then we'll go. But please permit me, for the sake of your life and your destiny, to share this last one. I have known this by the grace of God for some years in my little time as a pastor. Of course, you know, I've always told you that we don't claim to know all. But we thank God for that which He has entrusted to us. But yesterday, I decided to study again around it, because that was the real reason why God said we should teach on finances. And just because I studied about it, I had a satanic visitation. The spirit I was studying about came. I just studied about it. But thank God for victory. Always, I tell you, never be afraid when they come. Never be afraid. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. Never be. Absolutely no. So chances are that if I don't talk about it, somebody this night, God brought you here to set you free. Finally, we'll talk about the mystery of marine powers and your financial destiny. The mystery of marine powers and your financial destiny. This is a teaching that can take us maybe 2 days. When you start talking about deliverance. But let's squeeze it in 5 minutes. So listen very carefully. The word marine refers to water, as in water bodies like the sea and the oceans. Marine. So when they say marine life, they are talking about creatures in the sea or in the ocean. There's something called marine economy in government. Marine economy refers to the trade or exchange along sea routes, as well as the plants and the animals within the sea or within the ocean that carry great economic importance. Do you understand what I'm saying? So even in Nigeria now, we have a ministry of marine and blue economy. That ministry will oversee departments and agencies like Nigerian Ports Authority, Nigerian Shipping Council, everything that is concerned with our economy on our territorial waters. I'm explaining the physical so that you know that there is a spiritual parallel. In Psalms 8 verse 7 to 8 and Psalms 107 verse 23, it talks about marine economy in scripture, from plants and animals to those who do business, whose businesses rely on import and export. So ships traveling on high seas. You also find that in Revelation chapter 18 verse 17 and verse 19. I can't read because of time. You go home and read it yourself. I'd like you to know that the sea, which is also another name for marine, existed before anything on earth. The sea existed before anything else on earth. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says the earth was without form and was void, empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The word deep there means oceans. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. In verse 6 to 7, you still see that it talks about the waters. How that God created the firmament called the sky or heaven by separating the waters above from the waters below. In Psalms 24 and verse 1 to 2, the Bible says that earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. So the earth was founded on what? Water. Do you know that the first set of living creatures that God created in Genesis 1 were those in the water? Genesis 1 verse 20 to 22. The first time God created anything that was living was the waters. Let the waters abound with abundance of what? Living creatures. And he puts abundance in the same statement. No, the Bible says living creatures. It can be sea, it can be fish, it can be crocodile, it can be snakes, it can be Leviathan, it can be mermaid, living creatures. I want you to brow this and confirm for me, but as far as I've studied, the sea has the largest number by population, the largest inhabitants amongst animals. You find them in the sea. The animals in the sea, scientists have told us, you can browse to fact check and be sure. The number of creatures in the sea are more than those on land. It also interests you to know that the earth, 70% of the earth's surface is made up of what? All right. There is a spirit that manifests in the Bible as a marine creature. The Bible calls that spirit Leviathan or Leviathan. Job chapter 3 verse 8. Job chapter 41 verse 1. Psalm 74 verse 14. Psalms 104 verse 26. All these scriptures refer to that creature called Leviathan. It's a spirit that carries a physical manifestation as a sea creature. Bible scholars have not been able to pinpoint what kind of animal this Leviathan is. Some agree it's a crocodile. And you'll find support, scriptures to support that is from Job chapter 41. Because it talks about the scales, the huge scales in the body. Some say it's a fish. Some say it's a shark or a whale. All kinds of things. Some say it's a serpent. But they've not been able to pinpoint exactly what kind of creature. But it's a spirit expressing itself as a living creature in the waters. In Isaiah 27 verse 1, the Bible speaks of God punishing that evil spirit called Leviathan. The same thing in Ezekiel chapter 29 verse 3, I believe. Now, why are we talking about an evil spirit finding expression as a living creature in the waters? I started first of all by telling you that the marine is a habitat for life. The seas, the oceans, living things can exist there. So if a spirit wants to come on earth and wants to stay in the water, it will find the body of a living creature that stays in water, that finds its habitat in water to stay there. Just like not all cats are witches. Not all owls are witches. But because of the physical features that they have, evil spirits, even witches, can manipulate them to play host to this individual's pattern. So next time you see an owl fly past your house, shout Jesus with discernment. It may be an innocent owl. It may be a witch. Amen. When Lucifer fell, the spirits that rebelled with him fell along with him. You remember the fall of Lucifer in Revelation 12. Some of those spirits hung on the air, in the atmosphere. Satan became their prince. They are called the powers of the air. And Satan, being their master, is now the prince of the power of the air. The Bible talks about him in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 as the spirit that is at work in the children of disobedience. The prince of the power of the air. Because there are spirits that hung there. Some of them hung in the galaxies. Some of them fell on the land. We call them territorial spirits. Territorial spirits are of two kinds. You see, what I'm teaching you here, if I should, this is real theology, if I should go, there are several scriptures to go through, but I'm trying to bring it to the topic, the mystery of marine powers and your financial destiny. Territorial spirits are of two kinds. First of all, the fallen angels that came with Satan on earth. And the Bible talks about them in Genesis chapter 6. How that they went into the daughters of men. But then there are other territorial spirits that are also referred to as demons or disembodied spirits. That means in the kingdom of darkness, not all spirits are demons. We have done a full series on deliverance and spiritual warfare. You can go to the media stand and they will give it to you. All these things were well explained. Disembodied spirits came about by this. They are the product of the fallen angels and the daughters of men. That union that happened in Genesis 6 produced a breed of species. They were not human. They were not completely humans. When the flood came, the flood of Noah destroyed the whole earth. It destroyed them. The bodies were destroyed, but the spirits, remember, it took the spirits of fallen angels and daughters of men. So it's a hybrid. So the body that was created because the spirits came into the daughters of men was destroyed by the flood. But the spirits, which are the seed of these fallen angels, remain. And they've been hovering up and down the earth till now. That's why they are called disembodied spirits or demons. There are also some of those spirits who fell into aquatic regions. Aquatic region speaks of marine seas and oceans. Some spirits fell there. They found the water as their habitat. And those are the spirits we refer to as marine spirits or marine powers. So marine spirits are satanic entities that connect with, inhabit, or operate through water medium. Anything water or liquid, they operate with it. I'm going somewhere. We'll soon pray. I want you to also know in the physical that the sea and the ocean has become a dumping ground for many industries and contains many lost artifacts and treasures. When Titanic sank, where did it sink to? Many industries, where do they channel their waste to? Do you know, almost every week there are scientists who are into scuba diving, searching the floors of the oceans to find all kinds of artifacts and treasures. So you see, there are many, many important equipment, inventions, and all kinds of things that are trapped in the waters that we don't know. There are many ships that sunk and are there. It is also recorded in history that today there are some ships that sunk that they didn't see. Abi, science cannot explain. There's a place they call the Bermuda Triangle. Okay, you know. All right. The operation of marine spirits are to trap, store, stolen, that to trap and to store stolen treasures, destinies, glories, etc. That's the operation of marine spirits. To trap and to store stolen treasures, destinies, glories. Remember, Satan's number one point agenda is what? To steal. And every department in the kingdom of darkness is finding a way to fulfill that mandate, including marine spirits. So whatever they steal from men, they hide it. Physically, you dive into the ocean, you will not see it physically. But it is there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just like you can't see the Holy Spirit, but He's living inside of you. You can't see the Holy Spirit in me. But if I blow my air now, somebody will fall under a superior power. Yet you can't see what is making that person fall. So I'm transmitting what is in me through the medium of air. If I can use the medium of air to transmit, Satan and his spirits can also use the medium of water to operate. Marine spirits, by the little experience I have, are one of the most wicked spirits in the kingdom of darkness. I'd like you to know something about Satan. He's wicked. That's why you don't make any deals with him. There's no hope that Satan will repent. That's how wicked he is. There's no hope. I'm not sure even if God say, "Oh yeah, Satan, repent," he will repent. Never. In fact, he will even accuse God. Say, "Why are you asking me to repent? You want to use my head." If he has chance to return back to where he was as Lucifer, he will still stage another rebellion. That's how gone that individual is, and the spirits with him. Wicked spirits. Jesus, when he will cast out demons, he will call them wicked and unclean spirits. Is it not a wicked spirit that will make a woman bow down like this and cannot get straight for 18 years? All her vertebral discs are rupturing because of wear and tear. The spirit is not even emotional. It's not even compassionate one day. It leaves her like that. Let her die like that. In fact, let them carve the coffin to bury her like that. You call that spirit a good spirit? You know, there are some funny Christians in church. "I don't disturb the devil. Let him not disturb me." You are the first target. But may God deliver you here in the name of Jesus. You don't play defensive with the devil. You play offensive. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's a tout. He only listens to noise. He only listens to force. That's what he responds to. How does Jesus cast out demons? Come out. No. Come out! That's all they listen to. You come with force, they will obey you. You come smell, smell, they'll use you for breakfast. Marine spirits. Marine spirits are mainly seductive. They carry the nature of the serpent. Of course, you see that word Leviathan describes him as a serpent. So it speaks of the nature of their operation, how they behave, their behavioral pattern. Just the way the serpent moves like this, that's how deceptive he is. Isn't it? So that is how these spirits are. They are deceptive. They work with deception, manipulation, and seduction. That's how they attack people to steal and to trap their destinies, especially financial and marital destinies. These are the two main targets of marine spirits: finances and marriage. That's why any church that is holding a service for marital breakthrough, clap for them. You just think it is not, it's not just to grow up and get married till you become 45 and nobody has come. It will not be your portion. Amen. Revelation 17 verse 1 to 2. We are going to pray now. Marine spirits. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot. Who sits on what? Who sits on what? So this is like what you call Queen of the Coast, isn't it? Let's go on now, verse 2. What is she doing? The Bible says, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. Now, the fornication there is not literal fornication like sleeping, no. The fornication there means exchange. When the Bible uses the word fornication, when you look at it from the root meaning in Galatians chapter 5, keep the scripture. When you look at it from the exact root meaning, what fornication is, first of all, is exchanging superior spiritual rewards for lesser physical benefits. That's why in Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible called Esau a fornicator. Meanwhile, Esau did not sleep with anybody who was not his wife. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Esau married legitimately, but the Bible called him a fornicator. Why? The Bible says, because he sold his destiny, his birthright, for a morsel of bread. Anything that makes you exchange a far more superior spiritual inheritance for lesser physical and temporal benefit is fornication, including sleeping with somebody that is not your wife. Because to you, you just think you slept with somebody that's not your wife, but you exchange your spiritual heritage. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Shall I take the body of Christ and join it with a harlot? That's the thing that young people don't know. And let me say to any lady that is here that is not married, if you call yourself my daughter and there's any young man who claims to want to marry you and he says he must sleep with you, release Holy Ghost fire on him. And you have heard it from me, break up with him straight. If he asks you why you break up, tell him I'm the one, he should come. I don't care even if he calls himself my son. It's wrong. Let's call a spade a spade. It's wrong. Because you think it's just to enjoy ourselves. But do you know what was exchanged? The Bible says the kings of the earth, they were entering into buying and selling with this woman. How? By fornication. Now, marine spirits are the ones that will appear in your dream. Use somebody's face to come to sleep with you. Or by any form of seduction. Once they are able to arouse you in that dream, intimacy has been done. And they know that on the strength of intercourse, exchange can happen. So that's how they exchange the wealth of some young men. That's how they exchange the marital destiny of a lady. They now take the marital destiny of another marine spirit in the waters. Because you know those ones, they need a mariner. They carry it and give you, because that's exchange. Exchange is not just buy and sell. Exchange is you give me this, I take this. Am I talking to somebody? You see why I said I didn't want us to go. I needed us to hear this. Somebody's about to go for a job and he has those kind of recurring dreams. And everything goes south. Near success syndrome. Marine spirits at work. They will come in a lady's dream. And it's violation. But even in the violation, they have enacted a covenant. They come in a lady's dream. And after that, the lady doesn't know that they've wedded that lady and put an invisible ring in her hand. Everywhere she goes, any guy that looks at her will see a ring there. And to his best of knowledge, she's married. That's why as much as she's around and available, she's not visible. To another lady, she's already visible to married men. What do you think it means? That's the operation of marine spirits. The reason why you can't get married in the physical is because they married you to another entity in the spirit. Only God knows the entity they married you. Sometimes they are not even handsome. Do you know that marine spirits have children? They have, when intercourse happens, somebody can, a woman can carry the product of a marine spirit. Medical professionals call it fibroid. They say uterian fibroid, they say this fibroid, they say ectopic. Oh, all that one are marine technology. Marine technology. Maritime tech. Maritime. You will not see the fibroid. It's when the woman have gotten to 6 months. That's when the fibroid will show up. And the fibroid will be bigger than the baby. And a woman that should have given birth naturally, they say, no, you must be operated. You know what those spirits have done? They have cleared the way for the spirit of death to come in. So they say, see, you must give birth by operation. So the spirit of death is waiting for you at the theater. The way the kingdom of darkness are so united in their work. If Christians can unite like that, I'm sure we will get the devil, get rid of the devil before his time. They walk in sync. Marine spirit. There are things when we started in my early years, I'm still very young of course, but in my earlier years, there were deliverance cases I could not handle. Then I will feel very disappointed and frustrated and go back. I will feel guilty as though I'm not praying very well or not fasting very well. Till I began to take a study on deliverance and specifically on marine spirits. And I understood their technology. Those guys are wicked and their technology is by far advanced. By far advanced. A woman is married. She can't have children here. But in the dream, she always sees herself with children. But she's not comfortable in the places she sees herself with these kinds of children. And the children carry strange kind of character and traits. Why? She has children in the waters. Remember, the children of Israel were the children of Israel. They were the children of covenant, but they were bound in Egypt. That's why I thank God for God's servant Bishop Oyedepo, the mandate of liberation. You know, the Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. It's for believers first. Young men, please be very careful. You want to sleep with every lady you see. You don't know who is sent from the waters. You don't know who is connected to the waters. You call it a one-night stand with a lifetime destruction. Some are real. You use condom with them, but you will not see the condom. They'll carry the condom. But now, I'm not saying it by experience. I'm saying it by... I'm a pastor. I've heard all kinds of things, okay? Please, forgive me. I'm not saying it by experience. That's your condom that you use. They'll carry your seed and go there. You know, the seed of a man carries his DNA. And your DNA is where your construction is. Everything about you is in your DNA. Everything about your life is from your DNA. That's why they can take your seed without you, mix it with the egg of a woman, keep it in a tube, and after 9 months, a baby is born without the two of you knowing. So, if you can get all the natural traits of a man through his seed, is it not his spiritual traits you can get? Is it not his glory you can get? The seed of the woman shall bruise. Does woman have seed? Are you ready to pray? Many people's financial destinies have been caged in the marine kingdom. Powers of the waters. There are some witchcraft covens that walk hand in hand with marine spirits. Let me read a scripture for you before we pray. Revelations 18:3-9. Verse 3, then verse 9 to 13, verse 15 to 19. Please, we'll do this and then we'll pray. This one scripture and we'll pray. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants, you see, buying and selling, merchants of the earth have become rich. How? Through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice, verse 9 to 13 now.
Verse 9 to 13. Because of time. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. Standing at a distance for fear of the torment, saying, alas, alas, that the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. Go on. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Go on. Merchandise of gold. Look at what they have in the marine kingdom. They sell gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen. Is that not clothes? Purple, silk, scarlet, every kind of citron wood. They now have timber shade there. Every kind of object of ivory. Every kind of object of most precious wood. Bronze, iron and marble. It never finish, oh, they have more. What kind of shop is this? And cinnamon, and incense, fragrant oil, frankincense, wine with a selam, oil with a selam, fine flour, whether a golden penny or with a selam, wheat with a selam, cattle a day, sheep, horses, chariots, even cars. It may not be there, but because there was no car at that time. Cyber truck, bodies, and the souls of what? They have it all under the water. You have to believe me. This night, many of you will sleep and have dreams. It will be dreams of victory. But God will prove to you what I'm saying. Marine spirits, wicked. 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 You know, anytime the Bible speaks about water in a larger volume, it's talking about chaos or destruction. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he said the spirit will raise a standard. Just like you build the walls of a dam is built hundreds of meters high as a standard so that the water from the river will not overflow the dam. That's what a dam is. You trap a moving water and build walls so high, engineers will tell you, with strong concrete so that the water cannot go through. But those walls, they have valves that they open from time to time for the water to go out. If you go when they are opening those waters, is it not one time they opened the dam in Cameroon and there was flood everywhere? Speaks of the destruction of water. But tonight we are going to deal with marine spirits. Many people's destinies have been exchanged. Many people's finances have been collected. Marine spirits, they use the face of people close to you to appear to you. Sometimes it is sex. Sometimes it is eating. Sometimes you people are just dancing anyhow. All kinds of manipulation. I was studying about this yesterday and they came in the night. But it's unfortunate that they didn't get enough intel before they came. Because I've dealt with this thing long time ago. And I brought us here together so that we can pray and deal with it. Anything that is yours that is hidden in the waters, it will be restored this night. Please rise on your feet, we will pray. To receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasures they are all well created. Say, thou art worthy, Lord, thou art worthy, O Lord, worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, This is where we close tonight. Are you blessed with what you heard? Lift your hands and give God praise. Lift your hands and thank Him for exposure, for enlightenment. You are stronger because of what you know now. For Thou has created all things for Thy pleasures. They are amen. This is the last prayer before we go. I'd like you to give it your best shot. If you have endured to stay till this time, let's just take a few minutes and deal with some things. It will be very bad that you hear what you heard and you just leave without prayers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Demon spirits are intelligent spirits. Yes, we have authority over them, but they have power. I hope you know. Are you ready for us to pray? Say after me, in the name of Jesus. I renounce and I repent from every satanic covenant, satanic connection with marine spirits, whether through my ancestry or because of contact with anybody. Anything that has connected me, a child of God, with marine spirits, with marine operations, I renounce, I refuse, and I reject such alliances. I decree and declare that my body is the temple and real estate of the Holy Ghost. My body belongs to Jesus. Therefore, no spirit, no spirit or human has the right to defile or violate this body and by extension my life. Tonight, as I pray, by the mercy of God and by the power in the name, every spirit from the waters that has stolen from me, robbed me of my destiny, today they will give it up and they will restore seven times what they have taken in the name of Jesus. That's the first stage. The next stage is that we are going to pray. You are going to open your mouth in 2 minutes. This prayer is not for everybody, but for some of us. You are going to pray and disconnect yourself from every unlawful, contaminated connection with marine spirits. I didn't have time to tell you how they penetrate people's life by pornography, by wrong association. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Yeah. That some people you hang around with, before you know what's happening, they'll start visiting you. By all kinds of things. Some of us entered into these things unknowingly. But the blood of Jesus has brought redemption. In the next 2 minutes, open your mouth and disconnect yourself. Open your mouth and disconnect. 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 Disconnect your wife. Disconnect your husband. Disconnect your children. La copra de quebrada bagazabaya da la daya. Disconnect. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Please don't come out for social reasons, but see me after the service. I'm seeing a woman here in the spirit. You've been having strange nightmares recently. I'm not going to call you a police because it's a sensitive issue. Some of those nightmares have to do with water or liquid. Strange nightmares. Sometimes they are in series. Different nightmares one night. God is showing me that your husband had an affair with another woman and you are not aware. Kind of like you suspect, but you are not aware. So why I would say you suspect was because you saw something close to that in a dream, but you saw another face. It was another face that was used. I'm not going to mention everything. And from that time he had an affair with that woman, you'll be having strange kinds of dreams. It has affected your prayer life. It has affected your health. It's affecting your finance. God is restoring you in this service. You see, now that's a very sensitive issue, because if you say the person should come out, or if you call the name of the person, everybody now knows who. But if possible, see me after the service. Are you ready to pray?
Yes,
the first thing we'll do is we'll bind those spirits. Jesus has given us authority over them. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a public show over them, triumphing over them. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I arrest, I bind. In the name of Jesus, I arrest, I bind every marine spirit, spirits from the waters, assigned against me, assigned against my destiny, assigned against my family. I bind them now and I cast them off my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray, 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 that's the last prayer. Arrest them. Use the name of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
Hey. We are going to pray now. We are out of time. Are you seeing? I've not ministered. Are you seeing? Please lift your hands, everybody. There are some people that need serious deliverance from these powers. By deliverance, it doesn't mean you are possessed. Whether you are possessed or you are under the operations of these spirits, deliverance is coming now. Please lift your hands. Father, as I stretch my right hand over your people, anyone that is under the manipulation, the control of marine spirits, let this be their service of deliverance. At the count of three, you will shout Jesus, and there will be a mighty deliverance that will happen here. Please, if the ushers are not near you, just help your neighbor, because the power of God will set people free from all kinds of marine spirits, all kinds of marine connections. At the count of three, you will shout the name that is above every other name, and those altars will crumble. Those spirits will be arrested, and let today be the day of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I arrest those spirits. I arrest those spirits. I curse those marine powers. I curse those marine altars. Spirits from the waters. Spirits from the oceans. I curse you now by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go help them, my God. My God. Go, go, go. Bring them for me. Bring them. Bring them out. Bring them out. Go. I curse those spirits. I cut off those altars. I cut off those altars. Go. In the name of Jesus. Please bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them. Bring them. We worship Adonai. Just lift your right hand. Anyone that has been oppressed in dreams. Dreams, dreams, dreams. That's the channel by which demons come to steal from you. That's the channels by which demon comes to ravage your life. Right now, I stretch my right hand. The right hand of God is power. Inside and outside, front and back, left to the right. I curse those spirits now. I curse those spirits. Come out of their dreams. Come out of their dreams. Come out of their lives. In the name of Jesus. I see like the fire of God moving all across this place. I just see fire moving across this place. Bring them out. Bring them out. Don't keep them there. Bring them. Let that deliverance be complete. Hear me? I'm praying again. Please lift your right hand. Anyone whose destiny has been exchanged by marine spirits on the altar of witchcraft, by the waster, any kind of exchange that has happened in your life, happened in your family, exchange of finances, exchange of destinies, and because of that you are experiencing delay, you are experiencing near success syndrome, your life is just going in a cycle. Right now I bring you deliverance in the name of Jesus. I bring you deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. Be delivered now in the name of Jesus. That's the power of God. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Deliverance is happening. Deliverance is happening. Let those chains be broken. Let those chains attack. I break those chains now. I break those chains now. I cut them off. Any chain that connects you to the waters. Any chain that connects you to the shrines in your village. Any chain that connects you to ancestral powers, that connects you to the altar of witchcraft, I break them now. That's what I'm seeing now. God is breaking chains.
God is breaking chains. Hallelujah. Can you do something for me? Please, this is, this may look crazy, okay? But it's a prophetic instruction. You know, just like in Shiloh, God's servant will tell them the mantle something, okay? You are going to stamp your leg 3 times on the ground, your right leg. Wait, I will tell you when. When you stamp it at the 3rd time, I'm seeing about 14 people that will come down instantly under the power. God is telling me he's breaking chains. Chains that connect destinies of men to marine spirits, marine altars, witchcraft altars, altars of shrines in ancestry, in the village. Chains. That's what I see God breaking. Are you ready? Stamp your leg now, number one. Number two. It will happen now. I just saw 2 angels move very swiftly. Those chains will be broken now. Number three, stamp your leg. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. I break those chains. I break those chains. I break those chains. Occultic chains. Anything that connects you to the kingdom of darkness. The connection by which they have destroyed destinies in your family. I break those chains now. Bring them for me. Bring them out. Look at the power of God there. Look at my God. I break those chains. Man or woman, boy or girl, old and young. I break those chains now. In the name of Jesus. We worship Adonai. You hear me? God is showing me bags. Bag. B-A-G. Bags. I'm seeing bags. It's like I just see bags falling into the hall. God is restoring the destinies of men. Please lift your hands. I'm going to pray that the rain of restoration will fall now. I see bags, numerous bags being released. For some, it is their financial destiny. For some, it's their callings. For some, it's their career. For some, it's their marital settlement. For some, it's their families. In fact, there are 3 ladies that I see. Marital settlement is going to be restored. Right now, at the count of 3, I declare, let there be a rain of restoration. 1, 2, 3, restore, 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 restore. Let the rain of restoration fall right now by the anointing, by a fresh anointing. Restore, restore, restore lost destinies, restore lost marriages, restore lost finances, restore lost ministries, restore lost mantles. Restore, restore, restore. You have taken all the glory. You have taken all the praise. You have taken all the minions. You have taken all the praise. And you've made him yours. Highest praise to the King. And you've made them yours.
Highest praise to the King.
I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As you depart tonight, whatever is yours that was stolen, I invoke the power of the angelic. Let there be a retrieval and a restoration tonight. I'm seeing, I think this is a sign. I'm seeing the angel of the Lord pouring oil on the heads of 10 people. And God told me that's a sign of restoration. Right now, I release it on those 10 people. Touch!
Help them. Help that one at the back there. Don't bring them out. Don't bring these ones out. That's the oil of restoration. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I declare, let that oil of restoration fall on your life now. 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 That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Please wave your hands and give him praise. What a night. What a night. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that from today you are connected to a supply that knows no limit. Finances will no longer become an issue in your life. I don't care the poverty in your foundations or in your family. I bring you out of lack to a place of wealth, to a place of prosperity. And anything that the enemy has tied down in your life because of lack of resources, from today, let those dreams come alive. Let those dreams come alive. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you return back home tonight, you tell your family it is over. Huh? It is over. Yakare, 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 Yesu, Yache, Yakare, 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 Yesu, Yache, Yakare, 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 Yesu, Yache. Tell your family it is over. Are you hearing me? Father, we thank you for tonight. Let me pray for these ones in front. By the power of the blood of Jesus and by this rod of the apostolic and the prophetic, I come in the name of Jesus and I declare every connection between these ones and the powers of darkness is cut off now. Oh, I forgot to pray one prayer. Please put your right hand on your stomach. Any satanic deposit inside of you. Maybe you ate something in the dream or physically and it is in you. I command it to come out now. Yeah. Now, you know, recently we've been having deliverances like this where you literally see people vomit. I flush it out of your system by the blood of Jesus. That thing that they have used to manipulate and monitor your destiny, I flush it out of your destiny now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those people who are coughing, please try and help them. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Lord, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Are you blessed at all? Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Amen. I want to do this before we go. I'll make an altar call. Now, you are here inside or outside or you are following online. Jesus is not your Lord and Savior. Or you can't really call what you are doing Christianity. You are here today with God. Tomorrow you are in the world. Don't pretend. Let's give you an opportunity to make your ways right before the Lord. Don't be ashamed of who is looking at you. Jesus is calling you so that you can be restored. The only way you can be free from the onslaught of the enemy is when you submit totally to the will and the authority of God. The Bible says submit under the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil and he will flee. I'm going to count to 10. Anybody here that wants to make Jesus their Lord and Savior or you want to rededicate your life afresh, let it be that from today I became very serious with God. The count starts now. I want you to pick your Bibles and your bags, run to the front. Let's celebrate them as they come. 1, 2, 3. If you are thinking about it, you are the one I'm talking about. 4. Don't wait to be the last. Run quickly.
5. Perhaps if you can sustain that clap, they will come faster. 6. Run to Jesus quickly. 7. Yes, I see them coming. 8. 9. I'm still waiting for someone to come. Come and be reconciled with Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stretch your hands to this one in front and let's pray. While I'm praying right now, if you know you need to join her, please do it as quick as you can. Let it begin from salvation so that God can set you free. Stretch your hands and just pray for this one. You in front, please put your right hand on your chest and repeat this prayer after me. This is a prayer that seals your salvation. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I give you my heart and my life. I receive your eternal life. Thank you for saving me. I declare that I am yours now and forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please lift your right hand. Father, you sent your son to die that sinners will repent and be brought into the kingdom. We thank you for saving this one. We declare that our sins are forgiven. Declare that she has a new life in Christ Jesus. That she will walk in victory over sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave. To serve you all the days of her life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please just turn to your left. Alright, there's a lady waving her hand. Walk straight to her. Our counselors want to have a word with you.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.